Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now, on to our show with your host, Peter Mingle.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. What you'll do is, if you want to hear this again, first of all, thanks for listening in live, if you're here alive, and if you're still alive, but you're listening to these on our archived radio shows, however you found this one, you can always go to buildingfortunesradio.com. That's the word building, the word fortunes, the word radio.com. And today we have a special guest with us. Her name is Ranelli Williams. Ranelli is an entrepreneur. She was an accountant and still is an accountant before, worked in corporate America for a really long time, but saw the writing on the wall. For those people who have ever heard about the book or seen maybe the little movie of Who Moved My Cheese, they talk about the writing on the wall. And the cheese moved for Ranelli. And just like Sniff and Scurry and Hem and Haw, if you're familiar with the book, she saw the writing on the wall and that the cheese was potentially disappearing as members of her corporation were downsized. And as they were being downsized, she realized that even though I am very good, the inevitable may happen. There might be a merger, there might be an acquisition, there might be some moving some things around, and eventually I'm going to get the call. Well, that was several years, and she was building a home-based business successfully during those several years to make that transition easier. Not necessarily less painful, but easier into the mode of now making that transition and then climbing another mountain. That's the one with building a home-based business. So I invited her to be a guest speaker on buildingfortunesradio.com to talk about that journey. And part about that journey is going to be about the belief systems that you keep in place and maybe bounce your philosophies off of and the importance of those in the end result of whether you're going to make it or not. So, Ranelli, thanks for being here on Building Fortunes Radio.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
I was intrigued with your story when I first met you, and the more I spoke to you, the more I was intrigued with you, because in addition to what I just said, you're also building research for submission of a paper to study the MLM industry, which I was really excited about because I hear all the different stories, plus and minus, or positive and negative, about the MLM industry, and although overwhelmingly very positive, if you're not really paying attention to some of the other things that might be happening in our industry, you might find yourself in a situation you don't want to be in, or maybe help prevent someone from getting into a situation they don't want to be in. So that's topics for another conversation, but the idea that I heard you talking about that was really interesting for me and certainly anteed up my interest in working with you relative to the transition that you're making building a business. So the cool thing is you're in the middle of it right now. Literally, you're in the middle of doing what you were doing from the transition of starting to build or starting to build your business specifically and now having the opportunity to actually go do it and having life stuff being thrown in the way. As a mom, you know, we're having a weather over here in the Northeast where you are, and weather, that means if you have children, they're off from school. So learning about roadblocks and speed bumps and all of those types of things in the way of pursuing your dreams, but here you are still today on a radio show because your belief is that this is the type of thing that you have to do to effectively build a business. So I know you want to talk about belief, so I'll let you have the next few minutes.
Absolutely. You know, when building any business, and especially a network marketing business, you really need to check your beliefs. And I believe that there are four areas that is so important that you have those beliefs in. Those four areas, you need to believe in the industry. You need to believe in the company that you're going to be a part of. You need to believe in the products or the services that, you know, you're going to be a distributor for. And then so important, you need to believe in yourself. You know, I believe that, you know, once you have these four, you know, core components, these four beliefs down pat, that you're well on your way to be a successful network marketer.
Perfect. So let's explore some of those. And I don't know which one you'd want to start off with first. I think they're all important.
I'll start with the industry.
Because a limited belief in any one of those could negate some of the results that you're looking for. So let's talk about the industry.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this industry has been around for a really long time. You know, it began in the early 1900s. Specifically, direct selling began in the early 1900s, and then multi-level marketing, MLM specifically, started in the mid-1940s. So it's been around for a really long time, and there are more than 130 countries, including the United States, that are part of this industry. You know, some of the top global markets are, you know, obviously the United States is number one, then Japan and China and Korea, Brazil, Mexico, France, Germany. And so, you know, I point that out just to say that, you know, sometimes there's a negative connotation that goes with the network marketing industry. And, you know, thinking of it as a pyramid scheme, but are not totally understanding what, you know, what the industry is all about. And if you don't believe in your industry, you're definitely not going to be successful in this industry. And so I would implore people to actually go out and do some research on the industry itself and do some research as to what a pyramid scheme is versus what a pyramid scheme is not, you know, before making a decision on this industry. To talk a little bit more about the industry, it's a $178 billion industry worldwide compared to some other industries as like NFL. NFL is only $10 billion. The movie industry is $11 billion. The music industry is $17 billion. The direct sales industry worldwide is $178 billion. It's a very, very lucrative business and industry. I don't know if you have anything that you want to contribute to that, Peter.
No, those are really good, relatively speaking, because a lot of people would think that the music industry would be bigger, you know, and they think that the other industries would be bigger. So those are kind of like unsettling. When I mean unsettling, it probably challenges people's beliefs, because you might see that Taylor Swift is a bazillionaire, or you know, maybe your favorite actor is a bazillionaire, but the reality is that is still a relatively small industry, although all of us know about it. But
right.
For whatever reason, and it doesn't make any sense, for whatever reason, worldwide, a lot of people don't talk about network marketing or home-based businesses because I think it has a negative stigma. So when we talk about the positive things about the business, why don't you tackle some of the negative things, too, about our industry and why then somebody would have a negative stigma about MLM or network marketing? Why would that be? What would challenge
somebody's
beliefs?
It's like any other business or any other industry. You know, there are companies out there that are not necessarily legit. There are companies out there that push coming into the company with money without any products and services to sell, and those are indeed pyramid schemes. You know, one of the major things that people need to look at when they're looking at the industry or a company is to make sure that there is legitimate products and services, you know. So, yes, there is that negative because people concentrate on the one, you know, like you said before, people tend to focus on the negative as opposed to the positive, and sometimes the negative is what gets put out there in media. And so people tend to concentrate on that. There are the majority of the network market, or I shouldn't say, there are many network marketing companies that are very legit companies that have products and services that they are marketing to the world, and they just chose to do it through a network of distributors.
And I think there's a big challenge sometimes too. The ones that we're exposed to, or the examples we're exposed to, is the people that might be doing it all wrong. Some of the strength of network marketing is the ease of someone taking a look at it and actually getting in. So it's easy to get into a network marketing company. Many times the cost or the investment or whatever word you want to use. I know investment would be the wrong word because you might think about that with a stock, but the investment in money in any business is going to be your initial startup cost. And it doesn't cost like franchise money of tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or even a traditional business where you could spend the same amount of money. Sometimes you can get in for free or might as well be near free. So in essence, the ease of entry also gives people the opportunity to then, anybody can grab a microphone. So if you've ever been to a karaoke bar or karaoke thing where anybody can grab a microphone, sometimes you're going to hear the good stuff and sometimes you're going to hear the bad stuff. Well, what if you went to the place where there was no screening at all and they let anybody just pick up the microphone? Could you just imagine? Mm-hmm. Sometimes your ears would hurt. Well, using that
and
analogy,
I think,
yes, go ahead.
No, that's a great point that you brought up, Peter, because, you know, it's almost as if anybody – And anybody, you know, most people can access network, you know, the network marketing industry because of, you know, the low entry fee. And so therefore you get people who are not necessarily business minded, people who are not thinking of this as a legitimate business opportunity, you know, come into, you know, the industry, and they're not prepared to put in the time and the effort that it takes to be a successful business owner. And therefore, those are the people that stand up with the mic and say that it did not work because they didn't put, you know, what was necessary in to make it work.
Or they did what they were told to do, and whatever they were told to do by design wasn't going to work anyway for whatever reason. So belief in the industry is always going to be something that I think you're going to work on a little bit, maybe like your religious belief. Not too many people believe that they're, you know, I'm going to use the term religious, but if your religious belief, you probably go to church or whatever your version of church would be on a regular basis, and you read the books associated with it, and you're constantly building up your belief because we may not have really been born with that. You kind of learn it as you go along. Same thing with the industry. All right, then you want to talk a little bit about the company. So belief in your company, I'll let you talk about that.
Absolutely. You know, you want to find a company that has the same principles, you know, that you do. You want to, so that's one of the first things, you know, does it align with what I believe, what this company stands for? And then another thing is that, you know, you want to be part of a company that's, you know, has stood the test of time. I mean, I guess there has to be, you know, some initial investors or some initial distributors that go with a startup company. But, you know, for me personally, I go for stability. And therefore, you know, we know that statistics says that it takes, you know, at least 3 to 5 years before a business can turn a profit. So when I was looking for a company, it needed to be a company that, you know, was at least 5 years. And so for me, my company started in 2001. So when I became a part of it in 2011, it was already a 10-year company. And so that was one of the things that, you know, I personally look for. And, you know, another thing is look at the background of the founders of the company. You know, what type of experience do they have? Do they have experience in the industry? Do they have experience outside the industry? Because that's very important. They're going to be in communication with a lot of companies outside of the company, especially if they're marketing services, you know, for companies that are, you know, outside of the immediate company. And so you want to, you know, see that they have a well-rounded background. Another thing that the company
I think the important thing, too, relative to the company is the management of the company and whether they have experience or not. you know, there's a situation that's happening right now in the news. So if you're listening to this now in February of 2015, I'll just use an example that might be here. If you're listening to this on the archived shows on Building Fortunes Radio on the Ranelli Williams segment, then you might be listening to this 30 years from now. But the thing that's in the news right now is Radio Shack is going through a bankruptcy thing where they're selling off some of the stores. Half the stores are going to disappear. Some are going to be converted into co-branded Sprint stores and things along that line. And so if we say, well, you have to join a company that's old, well, joining Radio Shack right now probably wouldn't be a good move. It's almost 100 years old, very well established as a brand name. But because of the changes in the Internet, because of the changes in product line, because of changes in a whole bunch of things, when we talk about cheese moving, Radio Shack was not able to move with the cheese. So that usually boils down to management. Because,
right.
You know, other companies have made it. Apple's made it. Google's made it. Other companies have made it. Other companies in retail stores have figured out how to do some things online. Amazon certainly is, you know, somewhat profitable and one of the biggest companies on the planet. And the only reason why Amazon isn't usually profitable is for tax reasons. Why show profits if you're still building? So they always kind of dance around that whole issue, which is kind of interesting. But then it really boils down to management of the company. I would probably say one of the considerable factors with Radio Shack was how the management wasn't able to handle the inevitable changes. Now, by the way, maybe nobody could, but management wasn't able to handle the inevitable changes. So I know with your company specifically, you have a very well-groomed, solid management team. So in addition to strength of years in business, it's also a really good, solid management group of
management
people.
Management team, so I just absolutely.
How to point that
yeah,
out for
I
your
totally,
company specifically.
Yeah, I totally agree with that in terms of, you know, management need to be able to adapt to change. Absolutely. You know, my company, they're based in Rochester, New York, and for years and years, Kodak was the number one company in that area. Well, we see where Kodak is today, and I think it's because the management team did not adapt to the change, you know, that was happening, you know.
Ranelli, we have some listeners, so when you say Kodak, they don't even know what that means. Like, do you realize that we have some, like, if you said Kodak to my kids who are in their mid-20s, they don't even know who that is.
Right.
So we talk about it as a company that's been around, like, forever, but for those people that are around forever, they made film. So when you took a picture of something, you brought it to a place to have your film developed, and that's how you got that thing with all those photos that your mom keeps in boxes. So,
exactly.
So.
Right, that's ancient, and that's, you know, that speaks to what I'm talking, the volumes to what I'm talking about. You know, Kodak didn't adapt to the change in time that we were going digital, and that's what people wanted. You know, and so because of that, the company is not around today.
That's right, and they were a really solid company for very long. They were the
Absolutely.
Brand that could associate with the United States. Hey guys, we're going to take a little commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening to, my name is Peter Mingles, and you're listening to Ranelli Williams, and we're on Building Fortunes Radio. You can find us on buildingfortunesradio.com. Look for the segment that we have for Ranelli Williams for not only this one, but also the previous ones that we've done and future ones as well. So we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or build a sales force, you should check out PM Marketing and Network Leads. Visit www.networkleads.com. For over 16 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, Network Leads can help. To learn more, visit networkleads.com or call 386-385-8679. That's 386-385-8679. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous classified ad network, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. Now, back to the Building Fortunes Radio Show.
Okay, we are back, and you are here with us. We're on Building Fortunes Radio. I have my special guest. Her name is Ranelli Williams. She's with me today. Ranelli is a woman who is building. First of all, she's a successful professional. She was in business for over 20-somewhat years running a career. the writing was on the wall. She saw it. She started to make the transition for being involved in a home-based business. She did that. She got the call of, hey, you know, we're closing out of this position, whatever. The company did the right thing and gave her a nice severance, so she gave her some flexibility to be able to make some transitions and all those kinds of cool things you get sometimes from corporate America when they're letting you go the right way. But in the same aspect, now she has to go out there and rebuild or rebrand herself, so that's what we're in the process of doing right now. In addition to all the things that she's working on, she's bringing her head with her, and I have to explain what that means. That means that if you were successful somewhere else, if you go somewhere else, you're going to bring your head with you, and chances are more than less likely you increase your odds of being successful. So although there's no guarantee in anything, if you are listening in and you want to build a home-based business, who you align yourself with I think is going to be super important, may even be more important than any of the other things, because who's training you and teaching you and guiding you and helping and supporting you are crucial, especially at the very, very beginning. So if you're kind of new, check Ranelli Williams out on Building Fortunes Radio. You go to the website, find the Ranelli Williams segment. We're going to have contact information over there for you, links to our different websites. And if you have a story about network marketing or home-based businesses you want to share, you'll be able to submit that, too, for some of the research that we're doing for the research project to help Ranelli Williams get started. So, Ranelli, you said four things of belief: the industry, the company, the products, and yourself. So now we talked a little bit about the industry. We talked about the company. Now you're talking about products and yourself, and I'll give you the mic.
Sure, absolutely. You know, it's so important to understand the products and the services that you're offering, and then be able to, and not only that, know exactly who you're marketing to, know what their needs are, know what their pain points are, and then you have to understand how is it that your product or your service address or can be a solution, you know, for those needs. You cannot, you know, be a distributor for products and services and not believe in them, not believe in the what they can do to help the person that you're marketing them to. If you're just going out and marketing a product for the sake of marketing a product just to make money, then, you know, you're not going to be successful at that. So, you have to have that. You have to radiate that confidence that this product, this service is going to be beneficial to you, is going to solve the problem that you have, is going to meet the need that you have. So, you know, that confidence is very important. That belief is very important.
Okay, so there's lots of types of products that are out there. So there's products and then there's services. And I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about the types of products and services that your company has specifically. You know, you can mention the kind of stuff in general and why those things would be good products to be in to be able to handle the inevitable changes that are happening in our society. Because we don't know what's going to happen next, and we don't know where the next big breakthrough is. So unless you're set up for flexibility, you're kind of like in trouble.
Right. Yeah, I could definitely speak to the specific products. Well, I'll break them out in general categories instead of going into specific products and services. We started out as a mainly service-based company, and our main products were in telecommunication. We've since expanded into energy and some other arenas, but we have three categories of products and services. Products and services for the home, just things that, you know, individual uses in their homes every day. For example, the internet, for satellite TV, energy, like I mentioned, home security. Those are the types of services that we offer for the home. Then for businesses, we have a lot of solutions for the business, such as merchant credit card processing, you know, getting business law fees for that. Text marketing, that's huge in today's arena. Most people, you know, open up their text messages within five minutes, as opposed to emails that get you know, just, you know, put in archive. And so text marketing is huge for businesses today. And then a lot of the same services that we offer for the home on a commercial scale for businesses. Huge now is, I'm drawing a blank, but healthcare. Oh, how can I, you know, forget about that? Healthcare is huge, especially with, you know, the Obamacare, and you know, we could have a whole show on that. But you know, that one of the offerings that we offer is healthcare as well, and we have a wellness line, weight loss products and services as well. So you know, it's so important to understand your offerings to actually be a user of the products and services that you're offering, so that you are able to actually speak about the benefits.
Well, in those examples, although obviously there's specialists in every one of those categories, the neat thing about it is all the products that you rattled off, most people need, and most people would almost consider a necessity nowadays, whether, even if it's a business necessity like with the text messaging. But all of those types of things, you can see the wide arrangement of products and just imagine that they're always expanding, and therefore you're set up and poised for the flexibility. We only have about 3.5-4 minutes left. I know the last one was belief in yourself. So we're talking about belief. Why is that one important just the same?
That is, I think that, you know, that's most important, because if you don't believe in yourself, how can you, you know, how would you come across, you know, to the person that you're either trying to join forces with you as a distributor, or to the person that you are trying to sell a product or a service to? You must have that, you know, belief that, you know, you can be successful, and that you will be successful. It's all about self-talk. It's all about what you feed your mind, and that goes back to a previous show that, you know, we did, that I was, you know, talking about the books that you read and, you know, just what you put in, you know, because what you put in is what you will put out. And so if you're feeding yourself negativity, oh, I can't do this, or I'm not sure, that's exactly what you're going to get out. But when you feed yourself with positive thoughts, you know, that's exactly what you're going to radiate. So I know that we're almost out of time, and that we can talk about this, you know, in a whole new show, because I would love to be able to share at some point, you know, different books that people should be reading, different individuals that, you know, they should be training with, just mentors that are important that people associate themselves with. You know, these are areas that I really would love to cover in the future with you, Peter.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we are almost done, so I'm going to say thanks for everyone for listening in. You're listening to Ranelli Williams. We're talking about beliefs today, belief in the industry, the company, the products, and then, of course, yourself. We'll expand on the stuff that you can do to always work on you, because there's one thing that's probably going to happen. Things might change, companies might move around, but if you make an investment in yourself, just like Ranelli, going from one corporate job to now the entrepreneur herself running the home-based business, you're going to take your head with you. So a correct investment in your head and hard work is always important as well. So I'm going to say thanks for listening in. Ranelli, thanks for being on our radio show. We're going to catch you next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Check out the Ranelli Williams section, and we'll see you next time. Thanks, Ranelli.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Building Fortunes Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingles. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for.